You are listening to Lessons from the Upper Room, The Heart of the Saviour, by Sinclair B. Ferguson, published by Ligonier Ministries. This book is read by Simon Bubb. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. John chapter 13, verse 1. To my Dorothy and Ruth, loving helpers, wise counselors, devoted homemakers, best friends, with love and gratitude. Introduction. Lessons from the Upper Room is an invitation to spend a few hours with Jesus' disciples, listening to his teaching and overhearing him pray, both for them and for you. It is based on John's Gospel, chapters 13 through 17. Here, in five chapters, in only 155 verses, and in less than 4,000 words, we are given what the Puritan writer Thomas Goodwin called a window into Christ's heart. This section of John's Gospel has meant a great deal to me since my student days, and I have often thought of writing a book on it simply for my own benefit. But the immediate stimulus behind Lessons from the Upper Room came from recording a series of 12 short messages on these chapters for Ligonier Ministries in 2014. In a sense, this is the book of the movie. As is often the case, the two are not identical. In this instance, the book has been written several years after the recordings were made, and it is probably more than 50% longer than a transcript of the original messages. Anyone present at the recording sessions or who has watched them will find echoes of them here. But this is a fuller exposition of these wonderful chapters, and so I hope that even those present at the recording or who have watched or listened to them will find it rewarding. Even so, Lessons from the Upper Room is by no means a complete exposition of John chapters 13 through 17. If that were attempted, to adapt some words of John himself, an entire bookcase could not contain the books that would be written. Nor is this a commentary in any technical sense. It is perhaps more like the audio description function on my smart TV set. This facility provides a running commentary on the action taking place on the screen to help those who can follow the dialogue but are too visually handicapped to see it. So I hope that there will be moments in listening to this book when listeners will feel, as I have in writing it, that they are...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?